Opposition leader Kevin Falcon says he expects BC United to have a candidate for the West Vancouver Sea to Sky riding within the next 45 days. Speaking with Peak after a town hall event in Squamish on March 7, Falcon said the search continues for a candidate, after incumbent BC United MLA Jordan Sturdy announced back in January he would not be running again. "There's a number of people that are interested that are currently going through a vetting process," he said. "But at the end of the day, I'm excited when we finally get to announce somebody." Incumbent and outgoing MLA Sturdy introduced Falcon at the event. Asked whether he had hoped to announce a new candidate at the town hall event, Falcon said he wasn't ready to make that announcement. "I'll be back, don't worry," he said. Falcon said he has a long history with the area, and a personal vested interest in making sure that we continue to hold the riding. The history he pointed to was his involvement in the expansion of the Squamish General Hospital, remediation works for the Britannia Beach Mine and its redevelopment as a local tourism attraction, and expansion of the Sea to Sky Highway while he was a minister in the previous government. West Vancouver Sea to Sky was closely contested at the previous election, with MLA Sturdy holding it by 60 votes following a judicial recount against Green Party candidate Jeremy Valeriote. Valeriote is running again, while so far Whistler councillor Jen Ford is the only candidate for the NDP nomination. The BC Conservatives told Peak in February they also intend to announce a local candidate. Falcon's talk was laser-focused on the NDP government, with no mention of the Conservatives, who emerged as a challenger in the polls late last year. Asked whether he is concerned the Conservatives will act as a spoiler in West Vancouver Sea to Sky, Falcon said it is a concern every election, but he isn't worried because they are only riding high on voter confusion. The BC Conservative Party have been around 70 years, and they're not connected to the federal party at all, but they do have the benefit of having the same name, which creates voter confusion, Falcon said. "Most people, when they're asked who they're voting for and they say Conservative, they're thinking Pierre Poilievre. They don't even know who the leader of the BC Conservative Party is." The BC Conservative Party has two MLAs, both of whom were associated with BC United when it went by the name BC Liberals, also unrelated to the federal party. Falcon said he believes by the time the provincial election rolls around, on or before October 19, voters paying closer attention will lead to more clarity. "They'll know exactly who I am, and who we are, and that we are the true coalition that's been around since the social credit days," he said. "I am quite confident that given our track record, I think people are going to say it's time we get people back in government that know how to get things done, know how to fix the challenges we're facing, and focus on the fact that this is the most unaffordable province in the country." West Vancouver Sea to Sky has been held by BC United, and under their previous name BC Liberals, since 1991.